First up today, we're talking about a new program for some immigrants living in the United States. Started earlier this year when President Obama signed an executive order. That's a law that a president creates without getting it approved by Congress. This one set up a program called the Consideration of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It lets some illegal immigrants fill out an application to avoid being deported, being sent back to their home country. Applicants have to be younger than 30, and they have to have arrived in the U.S. before they were 16. They can't pose a criminal or security threat, and they have to have been a successful student or have served in the military. If the application is approved, the deportation deferral lasts 2 years. During that time, the immigrant can apply for a U.S. work permit. This is a big change to immigration policy, and a lot of people wanted to take advantage of it. Huge lines formed at help centers and lawyers' offices for people to fill out application forms. One thing this program doesn't do is guarantee public benefits like driver's licenses for successful applicants. That let Arizona Governor Jan Brewer issue her own executive order this week. It told government agencies in her state to deny those public benefits to immigrants who get the deferrals. Governor Brewer, who is opposed to the president's policy, says those benefits would have a significant negative impact on Arizona's budget and health care system. Governor Brewer isn't the only critic. Some Republican leaders have called the program unlawful, and they've said President Obama created it through an executive order to avoid any opposition to it in Congress. Something else to keep in mind here, executive orders can be canceled by a future president, so you can probably expect this to be a big issue leading up to this year's presidential election. Military officials are investigating a helicopter crash that happened in southern Afghanistan on Sunday. 11 people were killed in the crash, including 7 American service members. The helicopter was a UH-60 Black Hawk, like the one you see right here, was on patrol when it went down. Earlier this week, U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said it was important to remind Americans about the war in Afghanistan. He said, quote, "I just want the American people to take the time and reflect on these sacrifices."